Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Nashville recording artist Robert Hunter is on tour, not only for his new record, but for a new novel. You can see the Relapse and Revival tour in Rapid City this week. They head to Wall Drug and Harrisburg next week. Robert Hunter joins us now from our SDPB studios in Rapid City. Rob, welcome to In the Moment. Thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Also with us, Becky Hunter, who's a really important part of this story. Hi, Becky.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. So this is, the book is a love story, an adventure,
madness.
Themes of fate and reckoning and redemption and treachery.
Absolutely.
And and behind it all, there is this story of the two of you sort of and what inspired you to finish the book and hit the road together. So which one of you wants to tell the story of Becky's diagnosis and that conversation that you had about what happens next when you don't know what the future is going to be?
Well, she just pointed to me, so I guess I'm on this time. I mean, I had actually written Relapse, a love story, before I met her, which was this crazy story of a guy who falls madly in love with a raft guide of all things. And she takes him on this crazy adventure and forces, of course, rip them apart and then bring them back together. And the force that brings them back together in this case was unfortunately cancer, but it was purely fiction at that point. And then I met Becky, and it was just a manuscript that sat on the table, and found out of all things that she was a former raft guide. No kidding, what are the odds? And then she takes me on a crazy adventure just like the story, and just like the story she got cancer. And it was an element of kismet to that, but more than that, just bravery. She's truly the bravest, most tenacious and incredible person I've ever met or ever will meet. And she's been inspiring people all along the way, everywhere we go, which is 1 to 3 places a day, every day on this 50-state adventure. I think we're like 3.5 months in, and we've done approximately 22,000 miles and like 170-some shows. So it's been a wild ride. But anyway, it was a very difficult to treat form of cancer, very aggressive, and we never wanted to know the odds, and I admire her for that. Her faith just guided her to just say, you know what, I'm going to live each day to the fullest, just as she had always done and has always done since, and she's teaching me how to do that as well. But when it came time to face the medical facts, which was a surgery to reveal how much of this chemotherapy and everything else was working, I asked her what she wanted. And that was a tough question, because I didn't really want to know, in a way. I didn't want to know any of this. I wanted it to just be okay, and that I never heard of cancer. But unfortunately, a lot of us deal with that. Her mom passed away of it. My brother passed away of it, and they were both very young. So it was a necessary question. And if she would have said, I want to go to Paris, France, we'd have been in Paris, France. If she said, I want a pony, she'd have had a pony. But she said,
I told him that I wanted him to publish his crazy book, and I wanted him to finish his music and share his beautiful message with as many people as he could, and travel the country to share his book and his music with everyone.
And why? I want to know why, Becky. That is the thing that sort of came out as that felt right to you.
I think mostly because my husband just has the biggest heart in the whole world, and he has this intelligence and perspective on so many things in life that I feel like so many people don't connect with. And I feel like Rob has been able to connect with so many things, and he's able to bring it into meaning for people in these songs and in this book.
Rob, was that a heady experience for you, though, for her to say that? Because now you got to do it.
A pony
would have been easier.
That's what I said. I was like, and you couldn't just have asked me for a pony, Becky. No, now I have to, you know, take this manuscript from 35,000 words and make it 70, which fortunately we were able to secure the most amazing editor in the world, as far as I'm concerned, Margaret Wright, who stayed up late nights with me because I spent the days with Becky at treatment and everything. And we turned that book into a full-length novel, and I used that opportunity to try and make Becky laugh. So actually, as real life got tougher and tougher, the novel got crazier and hopefully more funny, because at night she would be like, what did you do today? And I'd read it to her, and like the barometer for whether or not it was good enough was whether or not it could make her laugh in spite of all those circumstances. And it did, until the point where at the end she's doing much better, and I'm like, Becky, I got to come up with a pen name for this book. It's purely madness now.
And let's talk a little bit about the album, too, because you're going to play for us here in a few moments. Give us an overview of how the album ties. Do they tie in together to this bigger story?
Well, it does, but it's not a concept album. Yeah, it's not as though the album really supports the book. But, of course, as a writer, you write what you know. And many of those songs are inspired by some of the experiences that I had going through this terrible ordeal with Becky. And one in particular, which isn't on the album Revival, is a song that we are actually donating the proceeds to the American Cancer Society called Don't Want to Lose You, which is a song strictly about, that whole experience with her, and an effort to sort of give something back, which is not because we're rich that we're able to do that. It's just there are things more important to us at this point than money. Not that, you know, money wouldn't be nice. We get 6 miles per gallon in that RV we talked about.
Yeah.
And that's when I'm driving. When Becky's driving, it's two.
Yeah. So he says.
You gotta feed the dog, you know? Everything's gotta.
Yeah.
All right, let's hear some music. What would you like to play for us first, Rob?
I'd love to play that song, Don't Want to Lose You.
Thank you.
And give that in honor of Becky and others who are struggling, and that includes those who love these people and sort of stand up for them and try and do what's right and keep the faith in spite of all odds. Make sense?
Makes sense. Rob Hunter on Moment and Sound.
Last night, I saw the moon. It made me think about you, and it was changing just like you always do. And it was silver and blue. A shooting star. But don't tell anyone, because my sky's falling down, and you don't want to see me right now, 'cause God help me work it out. But I don't want to lose you. I don't want to lose you now. We see life in reverse. Yeah, I swear this gift is just a curse. We gotta call at 2 a.m. See, I'm sorry, but it just got worse. And I play it over and over and over in my head. Don't tell me it's over, 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 if you can't see when. Because you can't see when. Sky's falling down, and you don't wanna see me right now, 'cause God help me work it out. But I don't wanna lose you. I don't wanna lose you now. I don't wanna lose you. I won't lose you.
knows you now.
Beautiful. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to SDPB Radio. This is In the Moment for Moment in Sound today. My guests, Rob and Becky Hunter, they're on the Relapse and Revival Tour, and they're joining us live from SDPB's Rapid City studio. And that song, Don't Want to Lose You, proceeds going to the American Cancer Society. Where do people go, Rob, to access the song and make that donation?
All around for that purpose, and also to just check out Becky's amazing story, the book Relapse, and the new record Revival, and Don't Want to Lose You can all be found at relapseandrevival.com. The song itself, along with all the previous records, can be found on iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, Google Play, all the above.
All right, in Rapid City this week, Wild West Wednesdays, Rough Stock Rodeo on July 18th. That's today. The 20th, Friday, at the Rushmore Plaza Civic Center at Mitzi's, one of my favorite bookstores in the state of South Dakota, on Saturday. And then heading to Wall Drug on July 26th, and in Harrisburg at the Phoenix on July 27th. And let's talk a little bit about these. Mitzi's is a great independent bookstore, and that's something that you, both of you, support ardently on your tour, and then kind of turning these bookstores into performance spaces as well. Talk a little bit about that connection that you have with indie business.
Sure. So both Rob and I come from families that ran independent businesses. Rob comes from a family with an amazing ice cream store.
Where I did my first ever live performance at the age of 3, the tap dancing bit to the Gary Cooper part of Putting on the Ritz.
Nice.
And so because we came from, you know, families that had the passion to run those businesses, it's been very, very important to us to support those local businesses, independent stores, coffee shops, bookstores. And we actually were recognized by Publishers Weekly because we're the first people to first have a book and album, and then also to bring it to these independent bookstores 2 months before those big box stores get a chance.
And I mean, there's nothing wrong with Amazon. We're very grateful for, you know, all the folks who have gone on there and bought Relapse, etc. But we just believe in the heart of independent business owners who have, you know, a genuine interest in literature, a genuine interest in music, and furthermore are a part of their community where people actually, instead of just pushing a button and buying something digital, actually have to talk to people, you know, actually have an experience, actually hold a book in their hand. And in my opinion, if we lose those kind of places, then a big part of my hope for all of humankind, frankly, kind of goes out the window with it. So yeah. We encourage people to support not only independent bookstores, independent record shops, public radio, NPR, all of that. I mean, this is where it's at, right here, right now.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate your support coming in and sharing the story. Let's talk a little bit about Relapse, this book, because the main character is Rob Wildhide, and he's a sort of, he's stuck as a car salesman and is really a writer. And before this adventure, there's something that he says where he says, as far back as childhood I can recall, having a desire to express myself and set the record
Indeed.
Straight. And I just love that line right away.
Indeed.
Can't we all connect with that a little bit? But especially writers, tell me, is that just speaking from your heart, Rob?
It's speaking straight from my heart. And it takes me right back to like ninth grade AP English, where, you know, I have always gotten straight A's and English has always been my thing. But I had this teacher, we'll call her Molly Harder. We'll change the name, but it's a great name. And I think if I ever start a heavy metal band, it's going to be called Molly Harder. But anyway, she didn't like me. And I had to write this essay that was eligible for the World Trade Center. It was such an honor for me. And it was also for a grade. So I turn in this essay that I think is great. And she gives me my first ever F and says, it's so bad, she's not even going to send it into the contest. And I was like, oh man, this is heartbreaking. Not only because I was, you know, hoping to win the $500 or whatever it was, but also I'm going to have to tell my mom and dad about this F. So I take it home and my mom and dad are just devastated. And my mom reads the essay and she's like, Rob, this is pretty good. And she's like not the kind of mom to go into school and try and get teachers to change their grades or whatever. But this time she went in and she's like, you know, Molly, this doesn't seem right. So, and you know, long story short, Molly agrees to send it into the contest, but not change the grade. And that was the that was the concession. So 3 months go by and everybody in this class knows she can't stand me. And an envelope shows up, which she had not opened. And she said, I am so proud to be able to say that one of you in this classroom won the national contest for this essay. And she tore it open and then faked like she was going to pull it out, but didn't read it. And she goes, and the winner is Robert Hunter. And everybody laughed and laughed and laughed. And I sulked because it's like, why does this lady not like me? I'm a writer. I have this need to express myself and I feel like I am good. And this is like life, you know? Sometimes you just have to believe in yourself even when others don't, because when she pulled that paper out of the envelope, she went, ah. Oh. And the winner is Robert Hunter. On an F paper, ladies and gentlemen. You've got to believe in yourself. Yeah. Nothing's impossible.
Best story ever. what's next for you as a writer? Because this is such a, you know, such a great read, and it pulls you right through, and it's like you said, it just gets wilder and wilder, and you're so attached to this character as he sort of stumbles around through life, literally and yeah. And figuratively. And so as you're on this tour, which is kind of a you know, a celebration tour,
it is
right now, which it wasn't necessarily, you know, designed to be, are you writing on the road, Rob?
Well, there's not a lot of time. I mean, yeah. It's crazy as a guy who's worked 12 hours a day, every day, all my life since I was 12 at that little ice cream shop. I figured, you know, doing 1 to 3 appearances was no big deal, but, you know, it is. And yeah. There's not a lot of time to write. But, you know, I think ultimately, you know, once this whole thing is done, it's going to depend on Becky. Let me ask you now. I've never asked. When this tour is done, do you want me to write another book and do this all over again?
Oh, absolutely. And that just continues. And actually, we've been, maybe Rob didn't realize this, but I've been journaling all the crazy encounters and the amazing connections we've made and, you know, all those important things that we've come across over the last couple
of
months.
Some of it's beautiful.
Tour.
I mean, some amazing people that connect either one on the book, or they connect because of the music, or they connect because of Becky's story, or they connect because of cancer, or they connect because of the road trip. It's just so multifaceted. It's been amazing.
It's a time of trust to be open to that next step on the journey and trust that that's going to lead you where you need to go.
And Becky and God, I trust. Yeah. Except when she's driving, because she gets that RV
thing.
On three out of six
thing.
Wheels, believe me.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry, as Rob was mentioning, we've connected with so many different people. We actually have some really great sponsors on this tour as well. We've been working with some different organizations that help people that are going through cancer. One is called Chemo Cozy, who provides these really awesome jackets for people going through chemotherapy.
Yeah, and it's no questions asked. You don't need to buy the book.
Nope. We find out you're going through treatment. We'll
and
give
we're there
you
to
one
help
of those
you.
Jackets.
It's beautiful.
And, For Pete's Sake also has supported us as well. So super excited to be supported by them.
Find more at relapseandrevival.com. We have time for one more song, Rob. What would you like to play for us?
I wasn't sure we were going to do another one. Let's do a special song that I only do live. I've never done it on the radio. Would that be okay?
That would be wonderful. Thank you.
My pleasure. You're seeing straight through me, and I've said a lot of things you might not recall. 'Cause we've had a lot to drink, and sometimes I just think a little too much. But I want you to know, I'm leaving this world when I go, with a lot of good memories of nights just like this one. Nights just like this. One of these days, I swear to God, I'm gonna bring
yeah, one of these days. But you're driving me out, cause I can't find my home. The radio's on, this is my favorite song. And we sang along at the top of our lungs. Sha la 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 la. And I want you to know, oh, oh, I'm leaving this world when I go. With a lot of good memories of nights just like this one. And I want you to know, oh, oh, I'm leaving this world when I go. With a lot of good memories of nights just like this one. So this is the part of the song. I always remind people that I can't do it alone. So please follow along at relapseandrevival.com and please sing along right now. Everybody in the studio, even you, you've got to do it. And I want you to know, oh, oh, I'm leaving this world when I go. With a lot of good memories of nights just like this. And I want you to know, oh, oh, I'm leaving this world when I go. With a lot of good memories of nights just like this. Oh yeah. I remember when, back when we first met, you said the water was warm and so I jumped right in. Was a night just like this. One, and I remember when long days and long nights I still think of you. And she said, man, oh man, I still think of you too. We wound up talking all night, all night, just like this. You guys wanna do the chorus again? Gotta sing it this time, though. Everybody out there on the radio, let's hear you sing. Here we go. Want you to know, oh, oh, I'm leaving this world when I go. With a lot of good memories of nights just like this. One, and I want you to know. Like this one, you're seeing straight through me, and now said a lot of things you might not recall.
Moment in Sound with Robert.
Thanks for singing.
Rob Hunter and Becky Hunter, thanks so much for being here today. We really appreciate your time.
Our pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Find more at relapseandrevival.com. Check out Mitzi's on Saturday in Rapid City. And find more tour dates on their website.